Friends, hello. How's the weather where you are? I'm going to take a wild guess that it's either been raining, or is raining, or will probably be raining pretty soon, especially if you're here in Scotland. And thinking about the rain, do you like it when it rains? I remember when I lived in Malawi and it rained for the first time in about 9 months, and my natural response was to strip down to my shorts and dance in the rain. And in the context, I was pretty reserved, and the celebrations persisted into the evening. Weather's strange. Here in the UK, we live in a maritime climate, which means our weather is naturally changeable. But there are places in the world where rain doesn't fall for years on end. At the moment, COP26 is taking place in Glasgow, and it's focusing on climate change and recognising that it will affect all of us. As those who are called into co-creation with God, it's good to get a real understanding of what's going on. And this short video from the Joint Public Issues team will help with that.
This November, world leaders are coming together in Glasgow to discuss action to tackle the climate emergency. At this meeting, called COP26, they will be challenged to set targets to get the world on track to reach net zero carbon emissions as soon as possible. Global warming has become an urgent problem. The emissions from using fossil fuels in our economy and our lifestyles are driving dangerous changes to the climate. We're already seeing the consequences of this around the world. Coastal and island communities in the Pacific are having to relocate due to sea levels rising. Farmers in southern Africa are facing crop failure due to drought. More extreme weather patterns, from cyclones to heatwaves, are leaving a trail of destruction. If we don't limit global temperature rises, scientists warn the effects for people and planet will be increasingly catastrophic. As world leaders prepare to meet in November, we want to send them a really clear message about the need to act together with urgency to address this problem. They hold the power to agree the bold steps that are necessary to turn around this crisis. As Christians, we believe that God has entrusted creation to our care. It is a gift that should enable all life to flourish. People, plants, animals, earth, sea and sky. Loving our neighbours includes our siblings around the world and future generations. In the context of climate crisis, caring for creation and loving our neighbours involves living responsibly, acting for the common good, and challenging injustice. It also involves speaking up, to call on our leaders to rise to this moment and look beyond short-term interests to protect the future of the planet. The United Kingdom has a particularly important role to play, as it holds the presidency of COP26. We need the government to lead courageously, ensure the voices of communities on the climate frontline are heard, and encourage coordinated action at the COP. This would mean countries making more ambitious commitments to carbon reduction, as well as agreeing to stop subsidising the harmful production of fossil fuels. The COP should also establish new sources of international financing for climate-related loss and damage, to help people already suffering the effects of climate change. It's been a difficult year for many of us, but let's remember the strength we have when we come together in a crisis. By speaking up for climate justice, we can send a powerful message that we want action to ensure God's good world and all its people can thrive.
Today, our reading, the 146th Psalm, it's about praise. At first, it doesn't seem to fit with looking after creation, as maybe our current understanding is that praise is about worship songs and hymns. So let's hear the reading and get into that potential dichotomy.
Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. whether their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord their God. He's the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. He frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord.
The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. He frustrates the ways of the wicked. If we're called to be co-creators with God, if we're to sing songs of God's actions, if we are to praise in ways that we think are right, then we are to join in those actions with God. We're to seek the best for those who are different to us, people who live near and far. We're to look after those who have nothing, the people that society forgets or pushes to the side. We are to protest against and seek to thwart actions that hurt, disenfranchise and compromise the dignity of other people. We praise God in our actions. We can praise God by making changes in our own lives to reduce our own impact on the environment. We can also, and probably more importantly, should use our purchasing power, our voices, our protest. We should use all the tools available to us to move corporate goals and shift political stances to those that will help stall and reverse climate change. This isn't easy. Then a life of living out our faith isn't, and we must make personal and corporate sacrifices to care for those who are different to us, people who live near and far, those who have nothing and are on the edges of society. We're to stand up and praise the Lord in our songs, hymns of praise, and in our actions. We will now share in a song of praise. A song that calls us to action, written by a Church of Scotland minister for a time such as this.
Now is the time to change the future. Rise up and care for the world in its need. Hear the cry, creation is groaning. It's long and far, freedom to come. Earth and sky in our deep sorrow, waiting for justice and rivers of fairness. Do the right thing and blessing will come. God of love, have mercy on us. Show us the way. Let justice be done. We gotta rise up, bring hope to the nations. Gotta rise up. Now the world is waiting. Act now, there's no escaping. Now is the time to change the future. Rise up and care for the world in its need. See the weak, the poor and the weary, sad and crushed, the prophet lost. Stars shall arise. children is laid on the line. Something's wrong, it needs to be right. We need your help while there is yet time. We gotta rise up with hope to the nations. Gotta rise up together as one. Right now the world is waiting. Act now, there's no escaping. Now is the time to change the future. Rise up and care for the world in its need. Act justly, love mercy, and walk calmly with your God. Act justly, love mercy, and walk calmly with your God. You gotta rise up, with hope to the nations. Gotta rise up, together as one. Right now the world is waiting. Act now, there's no escaping. Now is the time to change the future. Rise up and care.